The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 41, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 19th, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhutendriyantakaranat. Bhutendriyantakaranat. Pranajaj jiva sangitat, pranajaj jiva sanginat. Atma tata pritag drashta, atma tata pritag drashta, Bhagavan Brahma sangita, Bhagavan Brahma sangita. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Parang Brahma, is the seer. He is different from the jiva soul or individual living entity, who is combined with the senses, the five elements, and consciousness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A clear conception of the complete whole is given herewith. The living entity is different from the material elements, and the supreme living entity, the personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the material elements, is also different from the individual living entity. This philosophy is propounded by Lord Chaitanya as a chincha beda beda tattva. Everything is simultaneously one with and different from everything else. The cosmic manifestation created by the Supreme Lord by his material energy is also simultaneously different and non-different from him. The material energy is non-different from the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, because that energy is acting in a different way, it is different from him. Similarly, the individual living entity is one with and different from the Supreme Lord. This simultaneously one and different philosophy is the perfect conclusion of the Bhagavata school as confirmed here by Kapila Dev. Living entities are compared to the sparks of a fire. As stated in the previous verse, fire, flame, smoke, and firewood are combined together. Here, the living entity, the material elements, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are combined together. The exact position of living entities is just like that of the sparks of a fire. They are part and parcel. The material energy is compared to the smoke. The fire is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said that whatever we see or experience, either in the material or spiritual world, is an expansion of the different energies of the Supreme Lord. As fire distributes light and heat from one place, the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributes his different energies all over his creation. The four principles of Vaishnava philosophic doctrine are Shuddha Advaita, purified oneness, Dvaita Dvaita, simultaneous oneness and difference, Vishishta Dvaita, and Dvaita. All four principles of Vaishnava philosophy are based on the thesis of Srimad Bhagavatam explained in these two verses.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri
Yatha Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamsha. So here we are gaining very nice information about the philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya at Chinchya Beda Beda Tattva.
Добра информация за философията, която Бог Чайтанья проповядал, а Чинтия Веда Веда Татва.
This is the most sublime philosophy.
Тази философия е най-възвишената.
One philosophy is everything is one.
Има такова схващане, че всичко е едно.
That is called Advaita philosophy.
Това се нарича философията Адвайта.
Another philosophy is Dvaita philosophy.
Друг вид философия е философията Двейта.
Everything is dual.
Всичко е двойствено, дуално.
So, one there is thesis, antithesis and synthesis.
Има теза, антитеза и синтез.
The thesis is everything is one.
Тезата е, че всичко е едно.
The antithesis or antithesis is it's everything is two.
Антитезата е, че всичко е различно, всичко е две.
And the synthesis or combination of the thesis and the antithesis is everything is one and different simultaneously.
А синтеза, който е комбинация от тезата и антитезата, е, че всичко е едновременно еднакво и различно.
So this sublime philosophy taught by Lord Chaitanya
така тази възвишена философия
doesn't negate Advaita or Dvaita philosophy.
Тя не отрича философията Адвейта или Двейта.
But it combines them both in a very transcendental and inconceivable way.
Тя ги комбинира и двете по един много трансцендентален и невъобразим начин.
Prabhupada has very poetically and beautifully expressed this Achincha Beda Veda philosophy in various ways.
Шрила Прабхупад много поетично и много прекрасно описва тази философия по различни начини.
In one place, he says, there is nothing that exists except for Krishna.
На едно място той каза, че няма нищо друго, освен Кришна.
And nothing is Krishna except for his original primeval personality.
И казва, че нищо друго не е Кришна, освен неговата изначална
предишна. In other words, everything is Krishna.
С други думи, всичко е Кришна.
And nothing is Krishna.
И същевременно нищо не е Кришна.
Except for his original primeval personality.
С изключение на неговата предвечна личност, изначално.
So how do we understand this?
Как може да разберем тези неща?
How could everything be Krishna?
Как може всичко да е Кришна?
And not be Krishna at the same time.
И едновременно с това да не е Кришна.
This is very sublime philosophy.
Ето това е много възвишена философия.
First, how everything is Krishna.
Първо да разберем как всичко е Кришна.
This we can look to Bhagavad Gita 10.8 for understanding everything is Krishna.
За да разберем как всичко е Кришна, може да се обърнем към 10-та глава, 8-ми стих от
Aham sravasya prabhavau matak sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante bang buddha bhava samanvata. I am the source of all material in the spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
Кришна казва, аз съм източникът на всички материални и духовни светове, всичко се излъчва от мен.
Just as the sun manifests itself throughout the whole universe in the form of its shine, its rays.
Както слънцето се разпространява енергията си из цялата вселена под формата на своите лъчи и светлина.
Everything that exists is the expanded energy of Krishna.
По същия начин всичко, което съществува, е разширената енергия на Кришна.
It is simply Krishna in an expanded form, that's all.
Това е просто Кришна, който е експандирал.
So Krishna has, and as he expands himself, he has two types of energies.
Когато Кришна се разширява, той има два вида енергии.
One is called integrated energies.
Единият вид се наричат интегрирани енергии.
The other is called separated energies.
А другите се наричат отделени енергии.
So the integrated energy is that all these various expansions, Balaram, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Prajumna.
Тези интегрираните енергии са различните експанзии като Balaram, Sankarshan, Aniruddha.
Mahavishnu, Shirgadagashai Vishnu, Gravadagashai Vishnu, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar.
Различните аватари, Matsya Kurma.
Shringadeva translated. Shringadeva. These are all the integrated expansions of Krishna.
Всички те са интегрирани експанзии на Кришна.
The integrated expansions are Krishna himself.
Тези интегрирани експанзии са самия Кришна.
And then there is his separated energies.
Освен това има и отделени енергии.
That's us.
И това сме ние.
We are also Krishna's energy.
Ние също така сме енергия на Кришна.
But we are separated energy, that is the difference.
Но ние сме отделена енергия, това е разликата.
So in this way we can understand the oneness of everything.
Това значи може да разберем единството на всичко.
Some say, well, why God made it so complicated? Why didn't he just leave everything as one? Why any difference should be there?
Някой казва, защо Бог е направил творението толкова сложно? Защо не е направил всичко
друго? That would seem to be much easier.
Би било много по-лесно вместо да има различия.
Everything was one, there wouldn't be any war.
Ако всичко беше едно, нямаше да има никакви войни.
There wouldn't be any fighting.
Нямаше да има битки.
Wouldn't be any disagreements.
Нямаше да има несъгласия.
Wouldn't have to worry about Greece pulling out of the euro or anything like that. If it was all one, there wouldn't be any anxiety about anything. That means that Krishna would be all alone. With nobody to associate with. No Radharani. No Balaram. No Vrindavan. No peacocks. No cows. No calves. No Jamuna, no Govardhan, no Nanda Maharaj, no Mother Yasoda, just Krishna all alone is a form as the formless oneness.
Krishna ще си остане сам самичък като безформеното едно единство.
It sound like Krishna would have a lot of fun?
Звучи ли ви сякаш Кришна ще се наслаждава много?
If a travel agent offered you a wonderful vacation spot where you could go and get away from all the anxieties of Bulgaria, but there's nothing, when you go to that place, there's nothing to see, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to hear, there's nothing at all to experience.
Няма изобщо нищо да може да се преживее.
And you're supposed to enjoy your vacation.
И вие трябва да се наслаждавате на вакансията си.
So that's oneness.
Ето това е единството.
The Mayavadis are giving us a snow job trying to sell us on the idea that oneness is a great idea.
Mayavadите се опитват да ни продадат тази идея, че единството е много, много хубаво нещо.
But if you analyze it with little intelligence, you realize this oneness idea is very, very boring thing.
Но ако с малко интелигентност анализираме, това ще разберем, че тая идея е много отекчителна. Всичко е едно.
If everything is one, you see, then what would be the enjoyment?
Ако всичко беше едно, къде е наслаждението?
Just like take, for example, a wonderful love feast, you know, a big love feast. Like Janmashtami love feast.
Например, вземете един пир на любовта.
Or I was one of my godbrothers and his Vyas Puja, his disciples made 1,008 preparations. You think, wow, 1,008 preps. Now that's going to be a really enlivening feast. 1,008 preps, wow. Then the Mayavadi comes and says, okay, now we will make it all one. We'll take all those preps, put them in a big container, and we'll take a blender, and we'll make it all into a mush. So which feast would you like? You want the 1008 preps, or you want the mush? You take the sweet rice and the halva and the bakuras and the cheesecake and and you just mash it all into one big lump. What would you prefer?
Ако вземем всички приготовления и ги смесиме в една голяма купчина, всичко на едно, кое ще предпочете?
Take all the globe almonds and merge them with the rice and you know, just completely make it one big homogeneous lump.
Да вземем всичките глоб джемуни, да ги смесиме с ориза и да направим всичко една хомогенна смес.
Now enjoy your feast, Prabhu.
Заповядай, Прабу, наслаждай се на фист.
Happy Janmashtami. You go, well, this is a disgrace. Prabhupada would be furious. See, this is the feast you offer to the deities, this mash. Sell this Mayavadi philosophy that everything is one, it's like that. It's disgusting, actually. It's disgusting. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. As soon as you take away the variety, then it becomes a very miserable situation. So they want to deny the miseries of this material existence by replacing it with oneness, which is another type of misery. Did you know that the bliss of Brahmanda is not actually real bliss? It's said to be the bliss of merging into the Brahman. It's called Brahman, Brahmananda. But it's not actual bliss. Bhagavatam says it's imaginary bliss. Vimukti maninas. It is simply in the mind only they are thinking they are liberated. So this Mayavadi idea, which is very, very common, it's not just something in Prabhupada's books that he talks about. It's real. It's going on like anything in this world right now. There's a social networking site called LinkedIn, and I was invited to join, so I thought I would do it. I joined a forum of spiritual authors.
Spiritual authors?
Spiritual authors, those who write books and articles on spirituality. And the topic came up, somebody said, what is the difference between the spirit and the soul? So I explain, according to our Vaishnava understanding, what is it? Actually, it's the same thing.
And
then I got all these people started responding, completely all Mayavadi nonsense. Everything, they're just completely Mayavadi. One person said, Krishna and God are two different things. In other words, their conception is God is the impersonal oneness and Krishna is an illusory manifestation of the impersonal oneness. And then someone said that God is the oneness of everything. That is God. So I could see that I dropped off of that forum very quickly, but I could see that this Mayavadi philosophy read about in Prabhupada's book is going on right now at this very minute. All these speculators are out there. It's a very big thing right now. So-called spirituality, they're all Mayavadis.
В момента това е много разпространено и така наречената духовност, всъщност това всички са майявади.
So these discussions will be defeat Mayavadi philosophy is not some just dry academic, you know, concept. This is very, very important information.
Тези дискусии, които ние оборваме тази Mayavadi философия, не са
to counteract this onslaught of Mayavadi propaganda which is going on very, very aggressively right now on this planet. Therefore we pray Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshu Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarine. Our respectful obeisances are run to you, O the servant of Sarasvati Goswami. You are so kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and delivering the Western countries which are so full with impersonalism and voidism.
Почитание на теб, о слуга на Сарасвати Госвами, който разпространяваш посланието на Бог Чайтани и освобождава западните страни от
To understand how to defeat Mayavadi philosophy is very important.
От имперсонализъм и войгизъм. Затова е много важно да разберем как да побеждаваме тази философия.
In fact, in Sydney, I'm doing a whole seminar. Sydney, Australia, they've asked me to do a seminar on Mayavadi philosophy.
Всъщност в Сидни аз изнасям цял семинар за това как да се обори
It's going to be 2 days of going deeper and deeper into understanding this philosophy and how to defeat it. The Mayavadis will argue that they are God. They have simply forgotten.
И че просто са го забравили.
They will even argue that actually when we say then why are you suffering in the material world? If you're a God, then how you can be suffering here?
Ако ги попитаме, ако сте Бог, защо страдате в този свят?
Then they can say, oh, it is just my pastime.
Те казват, това е просто мое забавление.
To appear to be suffering here in this material world.
Изглежда, че страдам в този материален свят.
Sir Prabhupada told how to defeat that argument.
И Прабхупад ни казал как можем да се справим с този
аргумент. My godbrother Amarendra Prabhu, he met with Prabhupada in Chicago.
Моят духовен брат Амарендра Прабху се среща.
And he asked Prabhupada.
С Шива Прабхупад и го попита.
If they say that they are God and their present existence in the material world is simply a pastime, what will we say, Prabhupada? How will we defeat them?
Как да оборим този аргумент, който те дават?
And Prabhupada told him how to defeat it.
И Прабхупад му казал.
Prabhupada said like this. That you are God, I accept.
Това, че ти си Бог, аз го приемам.
But I am also God.
Но и аз съм Бог.
And said, that you are God and this is your pastime, I accept it. But I am also God.
Ако ти си Бог и това е твоето забавление, приемам го. Обаче и аз съм Бог.
And my pastime is to kick you in the face.
Моето забавление е да изритам в лицето.
See, I am the kicking God and you are the kicked God.
Аз съм този ритащия Бог, а ти си ритания Бог.
In this way Prabhupada told how to defeat them, you see.
По този начин Прабхупад ми казва как да ги
So these Mayavadis, they're such really, really rascals characters. I know, I went to many of them when I was a spiritual seeker. They would say, I am God, you're God, we're all God. Or they would say, everyone's an avatar. We're all avatars. Is it? But does it make sense? That God would have to suffer? There was one young boy, Bhagyogi Guru Maharaj Ji. He claimed to be God. He stood up at he had a big gathering at a huge stadium in Houston called the Astrodome. He had a peacock feather in his hair and he held a flute. He said, I am not Krishna, but I am whatever you want me to be. In other words, if you want me to be Krishna, then I am Krishna. So this is how far these Mayavadis go, is it? That big that Huggin Mama, what do they call her? That Huggin Mama. They call her Ama. She also claims to be Krishna. I've seen on her website. She had a pastime where she revealed herself as being Krishna himself. So they make spiritual realization very cheap. You just go to a hotel and you get a hug by Ama, and then you become self-realized, you see. So this is the nonsense of the Mayavadis. So it's very important to understand the fallacies of their philosophy. The living entity cannot become God. The incarnations of God are scheduled in the scriptures. An unscheduled aircraft enters the Bulgarian airspace. What will your air force do? An unscheduled aircraft enters your airspace. Your air force. Do you have a good air force here? No. In the U.S. All right, the U.S. In the U.S., if an unscheduled aircraft enters the airspace, they will shoot it down immediately. Their radar is watching every border. The whole airspace is being monitored, and a rocket will go and shoot it down if any unauthorized aircraft enters into the airspace. So in a similar way, the Vedas describe what are the actual incarnations. And any incarnations that are not scheduled, the Vaishnavas, preachers, will shoot them down. We will shoot down these bogus incarnations. We shoot down these bogus Darwin, you see. We shoot them down. Prabhupada said, the more we kick Darwin in the face, the more we make spiritual advancement. They edited that out. They thought it was too heavy. It was in Life Comes from Life. They made it softer, but that's what Prabhupada actually said. So now the Lord has announced it's time for his darshan. We're very fortunate that Shishi Gornitai are here in Bulgaria. And that now they reveal themselves to us for our purification of heart. Let us fully take them into our hearts and fully surrender ourselves at their lotus feet. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.